Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast. We're glad you're listening, and it is our prayer that God would richly bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We'd like to look this morning in the book of Matthew chapter 8, verse 18, as we think on the subject, following Jesus. That's Matthew chapter 8 and verse 18. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale, have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and then our morning worship at 11. And then tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m., is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all of these services, and I know that if you're looking for a place where you can just worship God according to the way He wants you to worship Him, you'll find it at the Independence Baptist Church. Also, if there's any questions that you have concerning the things that we believe, or the things that we practice, or the things that I preach over this radio station, I'll be glad to get with you and talk with you or write to you or whatever help that I can be to you as pastor of Independence Baptist Church. You can contact me by writing to the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri, and I'll be glad to get back with you on those questions that you have. Now, the book of Matthew chapter 8 and verse 18 and verse 19, as we think on the subject following Jesus. The Bible said, "Now when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side. And a certain scribe came and said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest." Notice now what Jesus replied in verse 20. Jesus said unto him, "The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head." As we think about people that follow Jesus, we have to say right off that following Jesus is one of the very best things a person will ever, ever do. There is nothing better in your life than dedicating yourself and determining within yourself that you are going to be like Jesus Christ. There's a lot of people that desire to follow Jesus. And we find back in the book of Matthew chapter 4, as Jesus begins his personal ministry upon this earth, that the Bible said there in verse 24, that his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. But I notice in verse 25, "And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan." And so there were great multitudes of people that were following Jesus. The Bible said in the book of Matthew 5 that when Jesus saw this vast multitude of people that was following him, that he sat down and there he gave the Sermon on the Mount. We find this about Jesus Christ, that he healed many people of their sicknesses, of their diseases. He cast out devils. He did whatever was necessary in order to give physical well-being to those people that followed him. But not only that, Jesus sat down and then he taught them the Word of God. Now that's found in the Sermon on the Mount. And there were many, many people that followed Jesus, not only just for the healing, not only just for the physical things that God was able to give them, but they followed Jesus because of the teaching of the Word of God. We find that when Jesus finished the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 7, verse 28, that when he had ended all of the sayings, that the people said that they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught as one having authority and not as the scribes. And so people came on and they followed Jesus. On and on it went. And we find all the way down in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 18 that Jesus saw all the great multitudes about him. And then he was going to go to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. And then there was this one man that came unto him and said, Lord, I want to follow you wherever you go. Now, Jesus did not say to the man, well, just come on and follow me. That may strike us a little bit strange. But you know, Jesus said to the man, he said, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Jesus is saying to the man, you need to count the cost. We know this, that in following Jesus, there's more to it than just following in name only. There is a following in the heart. There is a following and a giving up of your own personal ambitions, your giving up of your own personal goals, and a desire in your heart to obey and to do what God tells you to do. First of all, the person that follows Jesus must be saved. I know that in the Bible there's no doubt that there were many people that were lost that followed Jesus for a time. But they would not stay with Jesus all the way because their heart was not with Jesus. But those people that recognized that inability within themselves to forgive them of their eternal damnation, and those people that would come to Jesus Christ and confess that they were a sinner and Jesus would save them. But you know, after salvation, there's another step that ought to be taken. And that other step is scriptural baptism. Now, those that were saved, that's good because they're going to heaven. But we're talking about following Jesus. And in order to really follow Jesus, then you must be scripturally baptized the way Jesus was baptized. Well, who baptized Jesus? And why was Jesus baptized? Was Jesus baptized in order to be saved? Why, no. And so we find that baptism does not save anybody. Baptism didn't save Jesus. Why, Jesus is the Son of God. He's without sin and did not need forgiveness of sins or the washing away of sins with the water of baptism or anything else because he didn't have any sins. Well, why was Jesus baptized? Well, Jesus said to John, I want to be baptized to fulfill all righteousness. And so Jesus went to John, who was a man that was sent from God to baptize. And Jesus was immersed in the water. And then he came up. You see, John had the authority from God to baptize. Nobody else had that authority. It was John and John alone that was sent from God to baptize. And it was John that did the baptizing. And then Jesus said, when he said, I'm going to build my church upon the rock of myself, and he did that, and Jesus called the apostles, he called disciples to follow him, and they did, and all of those people that he called and put in the church that he organized during his own personal ministry were baptized with the baptism of John. That is, with that right kind of authority. And so if you're going to follow Jesus, first of all, you must be saved. And then second of all, you must be baptized with scriptural authority. That is, in the church that continues from the church that Jesus organized during his own personal ministry. Now that tells me something. that if you want to go to a church and you're going to say, well, I want baptism, and if that church tells you that they believe that the church had the beginning on the day of Pentecost, or if they tell you their church had a beginning after the day of Pentecost, you can say that's not one of the Lord's, because Jesus organized his church during his own personal ministry. And so that church has had perpetuity from the time of Jesus Christ all the way down to now. Jesus said if we're going to be a real follower of Jesus, we're going to have to be saved by his grace. We're going to have to be washed in his own blood. And we're going to have scriptural baptism, be a member of one of his local churches, and be a part and really get in there and serve the Lord with faithfulness. Now, as we go on in our lesson concerning following Jesus, we ought to count the cost. Listen, today if you're saved and you're scripturally baptized, you're a member of one of the Lord's local churches upon this earth. Is your life simple? Is your life easy? One thing I know for sure, your life is easier than if you wasn't saved, or if he wasn't a part or a member of one of the Lord's local churches. But you see, also there's a difficulty in following Jesus, because we that belong to him must give up our own personal ambitions, and we must give up all of the things that this world offers. Look what Jesus said to the man. He said, "Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head." This tells me very clearly that God expects us to give to him every material possession that we have. Is Jesus here saying that it's wrong for a follower of his to own a house or to own a car? No. But what he's saying is that all of those things belong to God, and that we're looking to God and to God alone for our daily provision. We're looking to God for our daily food. We're looking to God not only for the long term, not only for those eternal things, but we're looking to God for the things that are right now. Now notice, after a person begins to follow Jesus, look what happens. In verse 23, they got into the ship going to go across the sea to the other side. The Bible said, "And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him." And the disciples of Jesus will always follow him. And we'll see that they got in the ship and they headed across with Jesus inside the ship. Verse 24. "And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep." Here we find that the road of following Jesus is not always what we expect. We find in this place that the disciples got in the ship following Jesus, and they were in the ship with Jesus. But there came a great tempest of wind, and their life was upset, and they thought they were going to die. And just as sure for them as it will be for us, when we really began to follow Jesus and to give him everything, that doesn't mean that all of your problems is over. But it means that when the troubles come, Jesus can make it right. The disciples were afraid of losing their life, and they woke up Jesus and said, "Master, don't you care that we're going to die?" And Jesus said, "Peace, be still." And the wind stopped, and the water was just as still as a mirror. Listen, Jesus can take care of everything when you give it all unto him. Following Jesus is one of the best things that you'll ever, ever do. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us once again this morning. We thank you for listening. Invite you to come to services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for another radio broadcast, the Lord willing. Thank you.